work early a week ago, and her family have been told. The Duke of Sussex says the damages awarded for phone hacking by Mirror Group newspapers is a great day for truth as well as accountability. Prince Harry will receive £140,000 after the judge at the High Court ruled there was extensive use of the practice from 2006 to 2011. Graham Johnson is the former Sunday Mirror investigations editor and was called as a witness in the legal case. He says MGN's defence that it was historic doesn't matter.
Listen, I don't know whether unlawful information gathering still goes on. I don't know. But a cover-up goes on until right now. That's the definition of an organised crime cover-up.
Steve Halliwell, best known for playing Zach Dingle in Emmerdale, has died aged 77. His family say he passed away peacefully with loved ones around him. The actor first appeared on the show in 1994. ITV says he'll be forever synonymous with the soap. One person has died after a small boat capsized in the English Channel. At least 66 people are believed to have been on board. Greater Manchester Police says bringing home a British boy who's been missing for 6 years is its main priority. A French delivery driver found Alex Batty on a road near Toulouse. The now 17-year-old said he'd been walking for 4 days. It's believed his mother abducted him while on a holiday in Spain in 2017. Here's Assistant Chief Constable Chris Sykes.
He's getting well cared for by the French authorities at the moment there in Toulouse. We're in close liaison with them and the Foreign and Commonwealth Office. And our priority is to get him back to the UK and get him back to his family in Oldham as soon as possible.
And small rubber balls have been found in tins of baked beans sold at Asda, Sainsbury's and Tesco. Customers have been asked not to eat the products, which have been recalled by the food producers Prince's Group. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, I have to say, this has been an amazingly disappointing day, hasn't it? Because if you're here locally where we are, it was supposed to be a lovely sunny day today, and it just has not been at all. It's still very overcast here. We're still forecasting that we're going to get some sunny intervals for the afternoon, but I don't know where it's all gone, but it's supposed to have been a lovely sunny day. Let's just moan about it together, shall we? It's 8 degrees this afternoon. It's going to go down to 3 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, well, we've got early morning sunny intervals, and then it becomes overcast all day long. It's a high of 11 and a low of 7. Sunday, sunny intervals all day long, which is good. A high of 11 and again low of 7. Overcast on Monday, high of 12 and a low of 10, which is amazing. High for the time of year, and Tuesday is one back to a miserable day. Light rain all day long.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Shearing on Phoenix 98 FM.
And welcome back. We are two-thirds of the way through our birthdays competition. And then when we finish this, we're going to be having a chat with Father Mark, who is here with me from St. Thomas's Church in Brentwood. Okay, now, if you hadn't have heard of Brenda Lee and you hadn't have heard of Brian Bell, I'm pretty sure whoever you are that you've heard of Taylor Swift, who is our third person here today. Mark is nodding, so that's very good to know indeed. Well, I don't even think I need to say much about Taylor Smith, particularly an American singer-songwriter recognised for her songwriting, musical versatility, artistic reinvention and influence on popular culture. She sold over 200 million records globally, one of the best-selling musicians of all time. She is indeed the most streamed woman on Spotify and Apple Music, the highest-grossing female performer ever, the first billionaire with music as the main source of income. So, Taylor Swift. How old is Taylor Swift? We're going to go to 2014 for her track Shake It Up, which was a USA number one in 8 more countries as well. It was a UK number 2 and it was top 10 in 18 more countries on top of that. Over 10 million certified sales in the USA and 2.4 million in the UK. Taylor Swift, how old do we reckon she is? So that's the last of our three folks that we've got here today in the birthdays competition. And Taylor Swift, yes, billionaire. My word, we were just discussing that off air here. But yeah, Taylor Swift. And just wondering if you know how old she is. We've got all our answers in here, so thank you very much. We've got Chris and Bob there in Harlow who are contacting us. We've got Chris in Guildford, Patrick in Ingatestone, and Mark here in the studio. So the way we'll go is we'll do Chris and Bob, then we'll do Mark, then we'll do Chris, and then we'll do Patrick, and we'll see who has got the correct answer or the closest. Now, first of all, Brenda Lee, and I must say before I give the answers here to this, I'm very surprised with our answers that we've got here, because she was featured in a national newspaper during this week because her track Rocking Around the Christmas Tree is number one in the States, having been recorded by her in 1958. It was a big long article about it. So looking at our answers here, I must be the only person who actually reads that newspaper. So let's see what we've got. Chris said 84. Bob said 87. Mark, you said
87 as well.
Chris in Guildford said 89. Patrick said 81. She is in fact 79. And she was very young indeed, just 13 when she recorded Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. So therefore, Patrick, you are the closest, as you have 1 point for that. Then we had Brian Bell from Weezer, and we asked how old you thought he was. And Chris said 55, Bob said 53, Mark...
I said 59.
Chris said 58, and Patrick 60. He is, in fact, 55. So Chris in Harlow, I know you'll be dancing around the kitchen when I tell you you've got 3 points for that. So that's absolutely correct. And then we came to Taylor Swift. And the question is, how old do we think the billionaire Taylor... stop saying that, actually, now. And now that I know she's a billionaire, I'm going to say that every time I play a track of hers, I think. Chris thought 34. Bob... 31. Mark?
I said 34 as well.
Chris, 38. And Patrick, 35. She is, in fact, 34.
Hey.
so that means with our answers we have here today, we have Chris in Guildford, sadly with no points today. Bob in Harlow, also in no points as well. Chris, you're going to love this, aren't you? We've got Patrick with 3 points. We've got Mark with 3 points. But our winner today is Chris in Harlow, and she's got 6 points. So congratulations to her and everybody who took part today. And Chris, I'm looking forward to the email that comes in with the response to how well you've done with that. So thanks for everybody who took part in that. I shall be here next week. No guests next Friday. But nonetheless, the same features as per usual will be happening. So we'll be having the birthdays quiz. We'll also be having a vintage chart next week. And of course, don't forget, I'm here live on Boxing Day between 1 and 3. Very much looking forward to that. We have some exclusive music tracks that I have had recorded and a bit more about that next week, and we'll also have a few messages around as well. So we're going to be chatting here with Mark. What's happening at first of all, tell us about St Thomas's Church.
Right, well, St Thomas's, it's a big church in the centre of Brentwood. We're very busy most of the time, which is lovely, keeps us nice and busy and very occupied. And we're really looking forward to all our Christmas events and services that are coming up over the next, starting this evening, really, all the way through until Christmas Day.
Well, then it's particularly great that you are here today. There's something major happening this evening. What's happening this evening?
Well, this evening we're doing our Carols and Chilies event. So we've got a lovely Christmas tree outside the St Thomas's Church. If you walk down the high street and look down St Thomas's Road, it's glistening with all its lovely lights on it. So we're using that this evening. We're having some community carol singing at 5:30, 6:30 and 7:30.
Oh, wow.
And in the intervening gaps, you can come and buy some chili and nachos. We've got some hot dogs. There's mulled wine and other drinks and things to buy as well.
Wow. I think you did this last year, didn't you?
We did, yeah. It's one of those things where I think the weather's going to be in our favour this year, to be honest, because it was pretty cold last year.
It was. It was. Great. And so despite it being cold last year, did you get a decent number of people?
Yeah, we got a really good turnout last year. Yeah, it was a lovely vibe, to use the in word, I think.
Oh, yes. Very right on.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it was really lovely, to be honest. And it's just something about coming together singing carols, isn't it? It's part of this sort of time of year, really, that people really get. Wow, I don't know what it is about Christmas carols. We seem to lose our inhibitions to sing, and people will come and sing and belt out those favourite carols.
They will, and I think actually that's the right terminology as well, isn't it? Belt out, really, because often people, it's a strange thing, isn't it? Really, people will belt it out on the football terraces, but in other and karaoke as well, but in other contexts. Normally not, but then some or others, you say, the inhibitions go at Christmas time.
Yeah, and whether it's just the familiarity of the tunes or the fact that they actually know the words that encourages them, or just that other people are singing them, who knows?
But who knows? But that's what it sounds like. Great. Be a lovely event. Well, yeah. And it's supposed to be dry this evening, so that's the important thing.
Yeah, excuse me. I think I've picked up this cold that's going around Brentwood at the moment.
Oh, don't give it to me. Keep it over there.
No, I'll keep it 6 feet away from you.
Absolutely. Okay. But that's great. Will you chose a carol for us? We'll have that actually next coming up. We've got we've got the choir of St John's College, Cambridge, singing this. But you asked for "Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending." So. Maybe why have we got this? Because this might not be that familiar to people.
No, it's much more of an Advent carol, really. So the 4 weeks up to Christmas in the church's calendar is this, we call it this season of Advent, a time of preparing ourselves, really, and not just to celebrate the birth of Christ, but also just reminding ourselves of the need to be alert, looking forward to his second coming again in glory. So it's a really important season, but one that we can often lose as we are just so busy writing Christmas cards, wrapping presents, celebrating Christmas meals, etc., etc., at this time of year. And it's a lovely carol. It's one that has been a huge favourite of mine ever since I sang it as a choir boy quite a few years ago now. And to me, it sums up this season, that sort of looking forward and the great, just the enthusiasm, I think, in the tune helps as well.
Thank you.
So that's the choir of St John's College, Cambridge. Lo, he comes with clouds descending. That's the first of our three music tracks chosen for us by my studio guest here, Father Mark from St Thomas's. We'll be chatting with him again in a moment.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 71 4477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Tune in to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
1, 2, 3 with Patrick Schering on Phoenix FM.
And we're chatting here with Mark from St Thomas's Brentwood. And, well, I have to say, it sounds like a really good event this evening. I hope you get lots of people along for
that. Yeah, thank you. I mean, so it starts at 5 and goes on till 8.
Yes, so it's a rolling programme.
Rolling programme. Carol singing going on through the evening.
Carol singing and chilli eating. What more could you ask for, I ask you?
Nothing better this time of year,
better,
I'm sure.
Nothing better. So, and then what's happening as we come into the Christmas week?
Yeah, so it really starts on Sunday evening with our traditional service of nine lessons and carols, that sort of well-known service that you can watch on the television, but you can come and experience it in reality in the church on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. So that's going to be on Sunday the 17th.
Right, okay. Yeah. And of course, you've got a big choir at St Thomas's, haven't
we? We have, yeah. So they've been busy rehearsing these last few weeks to be able to give us the wonderful carols. So there'll be us singing some of the carols and them singing some of them as well.
Right, that would be a really beautiful service. Yeah, absolutely.
It's always beautiful and surprisingly moving, considering how well we know the story.
well, Christmas is like that, though, isn't it? I mean, because Christmas is very much about revisiting, really, in some ways.
Yeah, I mean, we sort of all know the story that's at the heart of Christmas, the birth of Jesus. But each year there's always something that sticks out for us that perhaps surprises us or gives us a slightly new perspective on it. We revisit each year and learn afresh as we do so, don't we?
So nine lessons and carols on Sunday night. And then
we're sort of our usual weekday services through until we get to Christmas Eve. So we have the fun of having Sunday for Christmas Eve, so usual Sunday morning services, and then we're straight into Christingle services in the afternoon. So that's at 4 and then at 6, and then we have our midnight mass at 11:30.
Okay, so is that two Christingle services?
Two Christingles, yeah.
You see, now, I've had people before kind of like say, well, we always hear about Christingle service. What is it?
Well, at the heart of Christingle is the Christingle, which is the orange with a candle in it and sweets on it, the orange representing the world as created and loved by God. The candle represents Jesus sent into the world to bring that great light of Christ into the world. There's a red ribbon around it that reminds us that Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross for us. And then the sweets, well, people have different interpretations of sweets. I always take them as the sort of bountiful goodness of God who blesses us and gives us such good things to enjoy. So it's a story of it's the story of our salvation, really, isn't it, through Jesus, born in as light of the world, as St. John says in his great prologue to his gospel, and then who then died to set us free from our sins.
Right. Okay, and so if people come along to either of these two services.
Yep, so carols to sing, Christingles to be given out, the tradition of lighting the Christmas tree lights at St. Thomas's, you just have to be there to experience it. I daren't spoil the surprise by announcing it in advance.
Well, I can imagine what panel that goes on, but there's obviously are there lots of oohs and ahs when it's lit up.
There's often a lot of audience participation to make sure that it does light up.
Well, that's very encouraging. That sounds great. That's good. Okay, let's have the second track that you've chosen for us today, which is Madness. And Our House. So why have we got this?
Well, Madness is one of those bands that I just quite like and quite enjoy. They're just the sort of sheer exuberance, I think, of their performance. But there's also something about the house, isn't there? The home, which is, it works for us at so many different levels. I mean, this is the time of year when people are often visiting parents, visiting siblings, grandparents. There's a lot of travelling from house to house and a reminder that it is that there's a house that's at the heart of every family. And of course, I'm there looking after God's house. And there's an element of people coming home to that house as well at this time of year.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Small kiss, she's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways. Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Our house. That's Madness and our host just on 2:30 here on a Friday afternoon. I'm here chatting with Father Mark, and we'll be back with him in a moment after we've done this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So we'll have a look at what's happening locally in and around our area. Earlier on, actually, it's quite heavy traffic around the centre of Billericay. Similarly, round by the station in Shenfield. Wilson's Corner, all directions, of course, that's busy Friday afternoon. A little bit more traffic down now towards where we join the motorway, but it's not quite as bad as it is sometimes down there at Brook Street. If we go out onto the motorway itself, no real problems until you get up to the M11, where it's a little bit of traffic as we come down to join the M25. But the big problems that were there earlier on have been cleared. It's not as bad now, surprisingly. Also on the Essex side of the Essex of the tunnel and of the bridge either. So that's good, but it's busy over in Kent. A12, no real problems at all. It's amazing, actually. Ho Street as well, everything looks pretty easy at this time. And Chelmsford is busy, but not as busy again as it was an hour ago. But of course, you expect it to be busy in Chelmsford anyway. So we'll give you another travel update in an hour's time. Joe will be here doing that. And Joe will do all the trains and the underground and everything else like that as well for you. So chatting here with Father Mark, and we've got all of these activities happening at Christmas time down here at St. Thomas's in Brentwood. So we talked about the fact that people kind of like turn up at Christmas time and they sing all of these familiar songs and Christmas carols. What do you think it is about Christmas that still reaches out to people who don't necessarily think about things of faith other times of the year?
I think there's a strong sense of tradition around Christmas, to be honest. People have all sorts of things that they're holding on to that make Christmas for them, whether it's grandma's Christmas cake recipe and great aunt's Christmas pudding that they do, even if they're not sort of usually that involved in baking stuff or making stuff. So there's that tradition that's around that, and I think there's a strong tradition of engaging in the Christmas story in whatever way it is. So for some people that's Christingle, for others it's coming to Midnight Mass, for some it's the children's nativity play. There's that sense of wanting to engage in the story that's at the heart of Christmas. And feeling that is about setting the scene or helping us to understand a little bit about why we're doing all the things that we do at this time of year.
So perhaps we'd explore that a little bit further. Why do you think people think they do all the things that they do this time of year?
I think there's an element of it. It's not a proper Christmas if you haven't done some of those things.
Yeah.
It's... I think there's an element of that in all of us, isn't there, through life? Is it a proper holiday if you haven't got away from the house? I mean, it's a good question, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
When you're working from home or something, if you stayed at home and did your decorating or something, it's not really a holiday, is it? Whereas you go away, it's part of that getting your mind into the right place to celebrate. And I think that happens at Christmas.
Yes. The school, St. Thomas's School, I assume they've been doing lots of things for Christmas as well.
They have, yes. I mean, it's just been manic, I think, really. They've had Key Stage 1 nativities. They've had Key Stage 2 lower school doing their nativity play. We've got the Key Stage 2 upper school children are coming to do a carol service in the church Monday. So they're just frantically busy as well. There's Christmas dinner in school on Tuesday. I think they'll all be glad to get to Wednesday for a rest, really.
but I think so. Is that not part of the kind of like the memory that lots of people have anyway? Maybe?
I think it is. It's part of that memory making, isn't it? I think is there something about us just wanting to be busy at Christmas as well? Is there something about the season that's being busy makes us feel we're truly engaged in it? Or is that just something from somebody who's been in the church all their life and it's just one of those really busy times?
Well, well, certainly when you're in the church, it's kind of like it can be phenomenally busy, can it not?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, that's good. Clearly, you're going to be very busy over the Christmas period in St. Thomas's.
Yes, I know what I'm doing Christmas Day afternoon.
Yeah.
Probably falling asleep on the sofa.
Absolutely. Indeed. That's the usual vicar thing kind of like to be doing, doesn't it? But, of course, one of the things I'm sure we need to say as well, on behalf of your church, but all the other churches as well, that people may be associated with or live near or maybe places they've never really been, is that everybody's going to be very welcome wherever
they go.
Indeed,
yeah. I mean, it's really important to know that the doors are open.
Sure.
And come along and explore, and nobody's going to worry how much you know or how little you don't know.
Just
come along and explore and just take part in it and sing the carols, and if you don't know that carol, let the other people singing lift your hearts and minds up towards the great mystery that is at the heart of Christmas, and that's the birth of Jesus.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much for coming in today. It's been great, as always. Last track that you've chosen for us, so we've got Ed Sheeran, Life Goes On, and we've got the version with him featuring Luke Combs as well. So why have we got this?
Well, we've got Ed Sheeran because my wife loves Ed Sheeran, so right. We have a lot of Ed Sheeran playing around the house. We had the fun of going to see him live at Wembley earlier in the year as well. So that was an amazing experience to see him live. He's quite small, but I think that could have been because we were a long way away.
but he's quite small anyway, I think. But yeah, you were a long, long way away. But there were big screens, I assume,
These things are just so fascinating, aren't they? It's not the world that I'm really that involved in, but to see how the tech, shows off and adds to the show was just absolutely mind-blowing, really.
Was it?
Great big screens, as you say, circular screens around him. They came up and down, and they both projected him and gave context to some of the songs as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it really was very impressive. So, thoroughly lovely experience to be able to go with her and have that time together, but also enjoy the music as well.
And anything particular about this track?
Well, I think this track actually, listening to some of his stuff, this track is about how life goes on. And actually, to me, it was just a helpful reminder that although lots and lots of people find Christmas a wonderful time, there are those for whom it's actually quite a difficult time. There's memories of loss, of trauma, tragedy. These things happen and they surface up. When everybody else is visiting family, if you haven't got any family to visit or to come to visit you, then actually this can be quite a lonely time. And it's just important that we remember that and know that not everybody is dancing for joy at Christmas. Other people can be quite lonely. Encouragement for us to keep an eye on those people to see how we can help, just to say hello if necessary. And for them, yeah, it's life that goes on.
It hit like a train. I ran out of words. I got nothing to say. No love leads to pain, but memories serve our sweetest refrain. The waves came tumbling down as you float away. I'm reaching for you to tell me how my life.
tears in the rain. A constant gray in the clouds. When I hear your name, I think of love. So tell me how. How my life goes on with you gone, I suppose. I sink like a stone.
Speak the praises out. is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb, and the sleeping child you're holding is the great
radio station for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8pm until 10. The best in indie and alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new indie and alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
Yes, indeed. And great shows here on Phoenix, of course. Before we had the all of the adverts there, we had CeeLo Green with his version of Mary. Did you know? Bit later than usual, but never mind. We've got the vintage chart. So going back to this week in 1983. And I'm just going to ask you, have you noticed something about this? Unexpected. Number 20, Read 'Em and Weep, Barry Manilow. 19, Right By Your Side, It's the Eurythmics. 18, Say, Michael, Paul McCartney, Michael Jackson. At 17, Cry a Little Bit, That's Shaking Stevens. At 16, Genesis, That's All. At 15, a Club Fantastic Mega Mix from Wham. 14, What Is Love, Howard Jones. And 13, Calling Your Name, Marilyn. At 12, Thriller from Michael Jackson. And 11, Islands in the Stream, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. At 10, Uptown Girl from Billy Joel. At 9, Move Over Darling, Tracy Ullman. And at number 8, Billy Joel again, Tell Her About It. Number 7, Please Don't Fall in Love from Cliff Richard. 6, Let's Stay Together from Tina Turner. At 5, Hold Me Now, The Thompson Twins. 4, Victims from Culture Club. 3, Oh My Oh My, That's Slade. 2, Love of the Common People from Paul Young. And at number 1, it's the Flying Pickets with Only You. Yes, have you noticed? Not a single Christmas track that you would recognise within that lot. How amazing is that? It's what happened before we had downloads. So number one, Flying Pickets, Only You. It was the Christmas number one. It was number one in Ireland and Germany as well. And it was top 10 in six more countries. And of course, originally released by Yazoo in 1982. Flying Pickets and Only You. Number eight on the way up to number four, which was its highest position. It made number one in the States and it was top 10 in four more countries. The wonderful Billy Joel, who I saw live a couple of years ago. And this is Tell Her About It. You're a big boy now and you'll never let her go.
meet her, let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And that's only one good way to reassure. Tell her about it, let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it the day before you leave. Pay her some attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying, just because you have been spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you.
You know she put her trust in you.
But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do. Except that you're for real. Tell her about it. Tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how much you mean.
That's Billy Joel and Tell Her About It from the chart this week in 1983. We're having the moments from number 17, which is Shaking Stevens and Cry Just a Little Bit. But thank you very much for your company here this afternoon. Thanks very much to Father Mark from St. Thomas's. Don't forget to pop down there this evening for the carols and the chili. I shall be back next Friday with Non-Stop Christmas, and then you can join me too on Boxing Day between 1 and 4. This is Shaking Stevens. Cry Just a Little Bit. Joe will be along soon.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.